You're listening to Every Song Has a Story, an independent podcast that aims to provide a platform for artists to talk about their inspirations and their unique process of writing songs. Big City Productions is committed to carrying on the conversation about local art and culture in your community.
Well, 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 we're back, and we had a big weekend with Big City Productions. If you know, then you know. But we would just like to thank anybody who ventured out into the cold and took a chance on live music with us.
Winter's almost over, and to speed things up, we're going to take a trip down south to a place just outside of San Antonio, Texas, where we managed to track down a busy songwriter in between gigs, so we better keep this rolling.
Born in Seattle, a passion for country music pushed him further south, first Colorado and now Texas. As his story continues to grow, it may turn into a legend similar to other old Western heroes. But it isn't the gold rush that brought our next songwriter on the road.
Honoring the history of country music, he studied the traditional sound while sharpening his production skills and his ability to write songs that tell a good story and get your foot tapping.
Armed with a Telecaster and a cowboy hat, he has assembled a dependable group of friends that continue to charm audiences from Montana to Texas with their fresh take on the classic country sound and an enthusiasm that is contagious.
It seems like he's created a well-oiled country music machine that is going to keep rolling because he isn't afraid to make a name on his own.
If there's a songwriter you'd like us to interview, please let us know. You can find us on Instagram at EverySongHasAStory or BigCity.com.
Pondering on being an individual and doing things your own way. Yeah, once we hit record, it was just good times. Write your songs and go out and play them for people and you'll figure it out. It'll start getting fun real fast. Hey, I'm David Meyer. I'm from New Braunfels, Texas. I play country music, and today we're going to talk about the song Pennies Out of Paint.
Can you describe the day that the idea for the song came to you?
Oh, man, I don't know. I was kind of started off as a finger-picking John Prine-style song. I wrote a couple weeks before he passed, actually, and was just kind of pondering on being an individual and doing things your own way and stuff. And I can't remember what happened, but it happened.
And what came first, the music or the lyrics?
Usually it's the lyrics. I'll get a line and then kind of figure out how to fit that into some chords or something.
So can you speak a little bit more about the inspiration for the lyrics?
Yeah, totally. It's a song about me, basically, and being a someone who's trying to make their own way and someone who's an individual and someone who's, you know, it's about people who are doing things for themselves. And, you know, it could be interpreted about being a musician, but I think it also has a lot of application to just about anyone.
So do you write in silence or do you have your music going or do you have your guitar in your hand?
I gotta have my guitar in my hands, otherwise it just turns into a long, boring poem.
And what did you learn while you were writing this song?
I think the biggest thing I learned is that you can make a song that kind of starts off as a singer-songwriter style song into something a little fast with a little bit of tempo. I was happy that we were able to take it and kind of make it something you could tap your foot to.
And did you write this song with a specific audience in mind?
No, I just about anyone. I hope everyone can find a little bit of themselves in it. That's kind of the goal.
And as the song plays through, I'm wondering what part continues to resonate with you?
I really love the during the chorus. My buddy Muskrat Jones, he did a. Does a little melody line on the steel guitar that we ended up making kind of the hook of the song and doing some choir parts and stuff to it. That's I love what he came up with, and that's my favorite part of the song.
And have you ever performed this song?
Oh, yeah, all the time, every week.
What was the most challenging aspect of getting this song ready to record?
Just getting everyone together in the same room. Once that happened, we've been playing it live for a little while, so everyone knew their parts and stuff. But once we hit record, it was just good times.
And where was this song recorded?
We recorded the drums at a place called Swing Finger in Fort Collins, Colorado. Recorded the steel in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and then just about everything else was recorded in the bedroom of my apartment.
Wow, that's impressive. Did anyone accompany you on this song for the recording?
Yeah, man, I got my good buddy Skylar Timmons plays the drums. My friend Charlie J. Memphis plays bass. Another friend, Muskrat Jones, plays steel guitar. Jack Clarendon from Laramie, Wyoming, plays the fiddle. And Olivia Johnson, my beautiful girlfriend, does some singing on it, if you can hear.
Were there any recording tricks or unique production techniques that were used during the tracking of this song?
Ooh, not that I can think of. I was doing all the recording myself, so I was, the main goal was just to not mess anything up and have it sound as clean as possible.
Have you been recording yourself for a long time?
Yeah, all the music that's out on Spotify and stuff is all self-recorded, self-produced stuff. It's the cheapest way to do it.
Is there a funny story that comes to mind when you're thinking back to the recording sessions?
it's all funny. We're sitting in my apartment in my kitchen with the recording set up, and Charlie's playing bass, or we're sitting in the abandoned high school in Laramie recording fiddle in some guy's office, or, you know, it was a real ragtag kind of situation.
And do you usually play with the same group of people?
As much as I can. They're all spread out around the country. But when I can get them assembled, that's my go-to guys.
Where's the best place we can find this song?
It was Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere you get your music on the internet. It's all over the place.
And how do you listen to music?
I mostly listen on Spotify, and if I can, I like to get some vinyl when I have the money.
What can we expect from you in the future?
Oh, man, more music, more tour dates, more everything. Bigger and better things, hopefully.
Okay, so you talked about this a little bit, but if you had a show last minute, kind of at a really big venue, a great opportunity, who would you call to take the stage with you?
Oh, man, I have to call Charlie J. Memphis. He's a great player, and, you know, I'd like to have him play some songs. And, you know, my band that played on the record is obviously fantastic, and I like them a lot. And, yeah.
What advice would you give anyone starting out as a songwriter?
Just do it. Go, don't be afraid. You're going to suck for a while, so write your songs and go out and play them for people and eat it for a while, and you'll figure it out. It'll start getting fun real fast.
I'm wondering if you could give us a shout out to anyone who we should check out.
Oh, you should check out Charlie J. Memphis. He's great.
Okay, do you have a couple more?
Yeah, you should check out Chris Seymour. I know he's recording some new stuff. Houston, Texas. Nick Garza out of Austin, Texas is great. Yeah, there's a couple. Pondering on being an individual and doing things your own way. Yeah, once we hit record, it was just good times. Write your songs and go out and play them for people, and you'll figure it out. It'll start getting fun real fast. Hey, this is David Miner, and you're listening to Every Song Has a Story with Big City Productions.